Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to She Podcasts, where we are figuring out how to do everything ourselves. And it's going okay so far.
Yeah.
We have a couple people watching. Hello, hello. John's not with us today. He is not feeling well, and so we can wish him get well.
Mm-hmm. He might be around. He said he was going to watch us.
He said he was going to watch. He could be watching. We don't know. But if you are, hi. Sorry we're screwing it up. We may as well just apologize now for screwing it up. Sorry we're screwing it up. How have you been? What'd you do this weekend? It was so hot.
Oh my gosh, it was so hot.
I forgot to introduce you. This is Elsie. I'm Jessica.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, all you newbie people that might possibly be listening to us. And of course, all you old schoolers who have been with us for how many years now?
Six.
Yeah. Years. Oh my God, we just had our sixth birthday in June. We missed it.
Yeah, we missed it. The 13th or something.
That's right. We have people saying, get well, John Domingo, Bonnie, yes. And Carrie. You guys, thank you so much, everybody, and stuff.
Yeah, John Domingo will be back next week. For now, let's get on with the show. So, what'd you do? You walked around.
I walked in the 90-degree heat, right? Because I really needed to deal with getting off my behind. It was a very, very jam-packed, I would say, stressful week last week. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really get off of my butt very much, as much as I needed to. And I really needed to go outside. And so I did. I walked in 90-degree heat. Now, mind you, I don't go work out specifically. I walk. Sometimes I like to walk faster. Sometimes I walk slower. But it was really hot. And I have bug bites all over. Ugh. And you, Jess, in the heat. What did you do in the heat?
The only thing there is to do around here is to go to the swimming pool at the JCC. So I'm grateful that all the other people who are there are people who live in North Wilmington and are sort of in this little, it is kind of like being in a little safety bubble, because mm-hmm. they're also the people that I would socialize with around here. They're also the people that go to school with him or that will go to kindergarten with him next year. So I'm not really branching out socially as far as like, it's not like probably a mix of like 100 people that I don't deviate from. I mean, that sounds like a lot of people, but.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, it's really parents and kids. And so it wasn't as crowded as I thought it would be at the pool. Like, what else is there to do? I don't want to take them to the movies. Nothing else is open, like those like trampoline parks and stuff. Like, we're not doing that. I'm not taking them to a restaurant. I don't want to go to the mall. Like, this is the safest thing is chlorine. Just shove them in a bunch of chemicals and then hopefully we won't get sick. So that's all I do. I go to the pool. I left it. We went, yes, let's see. When did I go? Saturday, I was there from like 1 to 6. And then yesterday, I was there from like 2 to 5:30. It was a shorter day. But each time I have to drag him out of the pool by his hair. He's like, I can't, I don't want to go.
Right. But that's like the common occurrence of every single child.
The first day. And this actually happened last week too, where like, I kind of just let him play. I don't really bother him because he's fine on his own. But he doesn't drink enough water. And then at night he gets crampy.
Yeah.
So he did it again Saturday. And so yesterday, like every 5 minutes, every time he would like run by me, I'm like, water, drink some water. I have to like grab him just to get him to drink something. Cause it's hard to get them out of the pool and out of, you know, just cause he's in water makes him think he doesn't need to drink any. So.
Yeah. Well, at least he's not drinking the water from the pool. But alas, look at what we have going on in the chat. Patrick Keller is saying that school plans just came out for me as a teacher. It's bad. I want to cry and I'm concerned and overwhelmed.
But
Patrick Keller,
saying it's bad, like we still can't guess whether they're going in or not because it's bad. Going in is bad. Right. Staying home is bad. Doing a hybrid is bad. All of it is bad. So like he says he needs distractions, but like, what about your school? Are you guys on? Cause it's a small school, right? Your homeschool gathering.
As of right now, they're trying to figure out some kind of solution. And of course my lovely other half has all kinds of ideas. So he's trying to get our homeschool co-op together with our gymnastics people and see if they can come somehow together to create something social distancing and spacious. Because our gymnastics people are suffering greatly. They can't have classes and they have to pay for this gigantic, you know what I mean? There's all of this extra stress that I'm thinking like, oh my God, these people.
Yeah.
So he's trying to figure out how we can unite those things in some way. And if we lived in like something like California, it would be easy. No, I can't say it would be easy. No, it would be, I guess you could have classes outside because there's all of this space. Mm-hmm. But with us that have sort of inclement weather here and there, I don't know how this would play out in the cold. Like, can you imagine having classes outside when it's like windy and cold? It's just,
right. It's supposed to be 90 all week this week. Know. And from someone who got married September 12th, that doesn't go away the second school starts. It was hot as a mother the day I got married. Right. And a lot of times it's hot as a mother on Halloween. It's going to be hot. If you do school outside, it's going to be hot. I mean, it's probably more for you than me, but it's going to be hot for a while.
At least through, I think you're right. At least through like mid-October, because we have had Octobers that, for the most part, that's when it starts to get rainy and cold, though. I mean, that's when the cold. Remember last October when I was doing my like Instagram story, like John was making fun of me because I had like all the coverings on my head. And so anyway, speaking of John, he's in the chat.
Yay.
Did you see that?
Hi,
Jeff?
John. Feel better.
Yes. And we have colors. We have colors in the background.
So I was very nervous about sending Isaac to a private school because it's very small. And it turns out that it was the best thing I ever did because it's small enough where we can have in-person classes. So they're going in. At least for now. But I also saw this morning that Delaware is one of the two states that are declining in cases. So that's good.
Well, that's great.
I know. So, I do have some of my friends who were going to send their kids to public school now looking into where Isaac's going because it's the only chance they're going to have of having school in person. Right. I think he's got like six kids in his class. Now he'll probably end up with 10, I guess. But yeah, it's small. So luckily, as long as they'll probably have to wear a mask and social distance. You know, the idea of doing that as a kid for me, it would make me miserable. I mean, I guess they'll adapt, right?
They'll have to adapt. And also, I mean, even I just had a situation with my 11-year-old, you know, she's very sad. Like she goes through lots of emotions, of course, mind you, she's like she's a tween. Mm-hmm. But then she's sitting there in like the sad, like, Randy had to have the conversation with her, meaning not sure we're going to be having classes when we come in the fall. And that's what she's been looking forward to.
Well, of course.
And so now she's like, there's a sense of defeat inside of her. She doesn't see the light of day.
Oh, no.
You know, it's just overwhelming, like all the friends and all the things she's going through. And like, and in all honesty, I'm like, I don't even know what to tell you. I am very sorry. I just hug and kiss her. And I just say, I'm sorry.
Can you try and get her together with her friends? Like,
yeah, we're going to try. We've already started to touch base with parents and, you know, texting and stuff like that.
Just for couple hours, just so they can see each other.
Exactly. Just to have a little something. But it's really painful, you know, because in all the things we try to solve these problems, right? Oh, if she needs more outlets, we can do these things. If she wants this, we can do these things. And
yeah, but you can't replace socialization. Patrick's saying 46 kids in one of his classes. Holy mezuzahs. That's a bad idea.
Holy, that's a lot of children.
Where does he live again? Somewhere southern, right?
Somewhere
where they have no business having 46 kids in one classroom. I'm so sorry. I hope that they change that up. Or I hope that your state, you know, starts declining cases soon. Maybe everybody will, maybe a miracle will happen and everyone will cooperate with one another. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But now on that note, why don't we talk about some of the things that you've been working? No, not quite some news. Some of the, you know, stuff that you've been working on, because I think that, so Jessica has been head to the ground trying to create this amazing shop, you guys, you people.
Here, I'll share the screen.
Our she peers.
Even though I have no idea what this will end up to sound like, I will share the screen and show you guys the store. So far, this is the store. We have all different logo styles, pink, blue, green, retro, rainbow, including one spiral notebook. So this is the t-shirt I got because I love the red. First of all, I love ringer tees. And then it's like a red ringer tee with like black on the sides. I got that one.
I got the ringer tee that is the navy with the gold things on the
yes. Arms. Okay.
So that's the one that I got.
That one. But rainbow, right?
But rainbow, yes. Yeah. And I got the rainbow one. And I also got a tank top for the Super Squad. So I have one that is a She Podcast. So yeah, that's the
this
one
is
I got.
The one else you got.
It's so
It's really cute.
Look at that. It's so perfect. I can't even take it. I'm going to look so cute when I am.
We're going to be so cute. Anyway, so far it's only t-shirts. I just made the one notebook, but it's t-shirts and tank tops and one hoodie that you can get in different colors, and you can shop by, which you can't yet because I haven't put it in here, but you can either shop by Super Squad logo or the She Podcast logo. I was going to put that. See, so there's two different ones. You can have Super Squad or you can have She Podcast.
Look at those Super Squad.
Yeah.
Super Squad gear.
Sorry. Woo-hoo. I'll probably put the two different logos down here that you can shop through. I mean, you know, and then some collections and whatever. So yeah, this is what I'm working on. It's shepodcast.shop. The store is live and ready. It's just not designed. The design's not finished, but it is functional. So if you go to catalog or if you go down here to see the different colors, it should work. It will work because Elsie already bought stuff.
Yeah, so I did. And it was amazing. It was so easy too. And we figured, and the reason that I bought it, people, which is kind of nuts, is that I'm here. I'm on my Facebook, right? On iPad, because we talked about this in one of the Super Squad Q&A where Patrick asked, you know, what are some best practices for not going down rabbit holes on social? And one of them is that I can't see the feed when I'm on the computer. That's like more work time. And then I generally check Facebook when I'm on the iPad. So I was on my iPad and I started to see the shop come up on the feed. And I was like, oh, those are so cute. I want to buy one. And so I told Jess, I'm like, can I buy some?
Yeah.
So I bought
functional
a couple.
Now.
Totally.
Patrick is asking what fat men look like in the She Podcast shirt. I mean, we are happy to find out because some of the shirts go up to 5X. So if, you know, you need any size from small to 5X, you got it. I'm assuming fat men look fantastic in our shirts, as a matter of fact.
Correct. Or even the sweatshirts at some point there.
Carrie's asking for a new coffee cup because hers
Ooh,
broke.
Clara, so nice to see you, Clara.
Clara. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clara wants to know what I'm using. Printify, Shopify. Actually, yeah. It brings me to today's poll for the people who are watching live. So
do we have
Shopify has the opportunity to connect to something called Oberlo. Oberlo helps you put stuff in your store and then they help you drop ship. So for example, let's say I wanted to do beach towels. I can type beach towels in here. And then see what
you have to show the screen.
Oh, shit. I forgot that I wasn't showing it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Everybody that's listening, you are all missing out.
Sorry.
You can see all of this in the She Podcast Super Squad. That's right. My friend. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Look at that. Forever.
Okay. So I searched beach towel. Now let's just say I wanted to sell this hamburger beach towel that you see. You add it to the import list. And then it imports your product right into Shopify. I can change the title, the collections, import to store. It'll just show up in the She Podcast store and boom, we have hamburger towels and pizza towels and stuff. Is there a desire, do we think, and just say, you know, yes or no, or give me your opinions. Do you think it would be fun to have stuff in our shepodcast.store that Elsie and I like, but that don't necessarily have our logo on it? Like a hamburger towel is something I would totally put in there, but also, you know, like fun stuff that we, you know, I mean, like a microphone necklace, like those little keychains that we gave away, we could probably put those in our store.
So should we, people in the chat at this moment? And if you are listening to this later, you can always send feedback at shepodcast.com. And you can even just put it in your subject line. Yes, other things, or no, just She Podcast branded things. Is there a desire for hamburger towels,
There's
for example?
Hamburger, pizza, donut, french fries, watermelon, strawberry, cupcake, kiwi,
I love this.
And sugar skull. I'll probably take out the kiwi because it's slimy.
Yeah, like Bonnie's comment. Is there a desire for hamburger towels, for example? Hashtag yes.
Okay, so Carrie says yes. Jenny says I think it would be fun to have other things too. I mean, it'll just be, honestly, it'll just be one or two things as I peruse.
Yes, I love my mic chain,
I love
says
mine
Clara.
Too.
That's awesome. Good, good, good. Yay, yay.
I love my mic keychain. So that would be a fun thing to put in there. It's not going to be branded, but I think those things would be cool. Are you shipping to Sweden? I mean, yes. Yes. I mean, honestly, it's probably coming from India. So there's no reason why it couldn't come to me or Sweden.
I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. A She Podcast tells something I can do via Printify. But, you know, and also I can find places that drop ship other things besides Printify. But it's just whether or not you would be interested in some stuff that is non-logo. You know, and I could separate it out in the store where it's like She Podcast logo, other. You know, we could we can organize it any way we want. So
fun things.
Yeah.
All the things. And what's in Jessica's bag? What's in Elsie's bag?
Yeah.
And
then that's a good idea.
The Elsie.
Yeah.
Some random stuff. All right,
cool.
Stuff.
So you guys are into it. If anyone is not into it or think it's stupid, just tell me, tell us. feedback@shepodcast.com. But yeah, all right. That's very encouraging. So we can put some fun stuff in there.
For sure. So everybody needs to go check that out and see if you guys, you people shop for something for us to see if things are working.
Yeah.
I actually tested it out because the first time I bought a t-shirt, the t-shirt ended, it was $22 for the t-shirt. And then the shipping and handling was like almost $23. I was like, Jess,
who are you?
We have a problem.
Who are you calling you people?
Our people here, these
just
people.
Kidding. Sorry.
Our people here.
Yep. So. Anyway.
But she fixed it for me, and now everything is not $22 shipping and handling, which was bizarro.
Yeah.
Okay, so shall we move on with the shows? Oh my gosh, but we also have not talked about the She Podcast Super Squad waitlist that we have coming up as well. Oh my, we have so many things. Jessica has been a busy, busy person, and we have lots of, oops, that's the wrong banner. this is the one. Jess has been working very hard.
I have been working very hard. Yeah. So I've been making all the things. The membership is actually, so for those of you who are watching this live, you're in Super Squad, and we are going to be dumping you in there probably this week so that you can piddle around in there, see all the different functionalities. I will say that some of the courses aren't fully put together. For example, we have every video QA we've ever done, ever. But Scott is transcribing them today, and they will actually be transcribed with time codes. But what we really wanted to do was put together an FAQ with all the subjects that you could just search FAQ. That's not going to be done for a while. That's like I want to get all of the videos in from She Podcast Live. I want all the QA videos to be in. There's something else. Oh, I'm going to put our videos. I hope Elsie doesn't mind this, but I'm thinking about doing like our podcasting school for women or something just to get people started, just with a disclaimer that it's outdated because people are still asking for the units that we have. And I took them out of the group. So we can just disclaim that some of the videos may be a little bit outdated, but the reason why I'm going to dump, and dump is not a nice word, but whatever, I'm going to dump you in there early is because it has a lot of socializing. What the fuck am I trying to say? It has a lot of socialization built into it. So for example, all the things that you liked maybe about the Whova app when we were doing our event, we used this great app that allowed you to upload photos and articles and posts and ping each other and have private conversations and public conversations and events and meetups, like all that functionality is in our membership. So sorry, I was eating cherries and now they're coming back.
Not sure everybody needed to know.
Well, when
that.
You eat cherries, you get a lot of air, I think, in your belly.
Really?
Well, because you have to spit the pit out, you know, so there's an in.
It's the workflow of eating that creates.
How to eat cherries.
Like, air. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Awesome.
Anyway.
Not cool.
So I hope you guys will. I mean, the idea of a web test is to like break it. I certainly don't want you to break it. But if you do find stuff that isn't working properly, I would need you to tell me if you don't mind. You don't have to, certainly. But anyway, so I'm going to put you guys in there soon. For Super Squatters who are signed up currently. And I mean, that includes anyone who signs up before September 1st, right? Because that's when we turn on the pricing. Anyone who signs up before September 1st will get the first 3 months free. 6 months? 3 months.
I don't remember, dude.
We keep changing
our mind. I
believe
we ended up going to like 2021 by the time September, that's like 4 months.
4 months. And then 4 months free, and then it's a sliding scale. So then after that, you can choose what you want to pay. We have three different tiers that all have the same access. So in the chat, I'm seeing lots of deviation. Somebody, Patrick made a hamburger pillow in home ec.
That's
Bonnie
right.
made a reversible vest. Patrick says he needs a lot of Fs today, and one from you next.
when is it going to come? I don't know. We might be discussing some things that will
I don't know
let
what that
me
means.
Let it rip. I'm not sure. But I think okay. that this is what's
all right. Okay. So we have a bunch of news and other stuff because it's, you know, it's time for that stuff. Because
it's time for that stuff. Yeah. Shall we move on?
Let's do it.
The news you can use. For the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
Actually, why don't we do this first? The webinar that you're doing?
Okay.
Can we do that first?
So I already did that webinar. What I am
replay,
putting
right?
in here, or the reason that I'm, yeah, it's the replay because it really went very well. I am so excited by it. I can't even tell you. We had, I think by the time the webinar was live, we had about 170 something people who had signed up. We had a little bit over 50% there live, which was incredible. We had about 30% go to the call to action. And the call to action was really, it's a webpage that we've decided that we created at Libsyn because everybody always wants to know, like, how do I contact so-and-so? Like, how do I connect? What are they doing? So Sarah from Libsyn created this beautiful little landing page where it has everybody and it has all of our landing pages and all the things that we're doing right now, which was amazing. Patrick was there. She was awesome. I mean, he was... Sorry, Patrick. I misgendered you. Patrick was there.
Not easy to
hello.
Do. He's a very furry not man. Easy to do.
I'm sorry. Sorry. So, but it was so fun. And the only reason I'm saying this is because you could still watch the replay. And really, there's nothing all other than you have to essentially sign up for Crowdcast. I don't know if any of you have already signed up for Crowdcast in the past. It's a really great little platform. And then you can watch the entire thing. There were some incredible truth bombs dropped in there, some amazing strategy around podcasting. And really, I think the conversation was around our data and why Latinos really do matter. And in fact, it's not just Latinos, but how this data is really reflective of what is going to be happening in podcasting. And I think as anybody who is creating podcasts right now, you need to be aware of what is happening with the entire podcasting industry and the way that you need to nurture newer audiences. So please. Anyway, there is a link in our show notes for anybody who wants to go into that. That is it, Jess.
Okay.
That is it on my webinar. So you'll find it.
Yay. Yep. Okay. Next, so much news. What do I want to talk about? Did I put this next one in here? I think I did.
You put that one in there for sure.
Okay. Apple is launching his own daily news podcast to compete with The Daily and others. The company announced the show along with other news about audio stories coming to Apple News and curated by Apple News Collections, as well as the release of iOS 13.6. It's going to be called Apple News Today. It will be hosted by Apple News editors Shumita Basu and Duarte Geraldino. New episodes, which will be 7 to 8 minutes long, will be released Monday through Friday, and the show will be exclusively available through Apple News and Apple Podcasts. I wonder if that means you have to pay for it, because Apple News...
No.
Some stuff I get for Apple News free.
Oh, Apple News.
And sometimes I don't.
Oh, yeah, the Apple News stuff. I think the Apple... well, this is a different thing, though. Additionally,
yeah,
Apple will release
different.
20...
20
yes.
audio stories will be released through Apple News Plus, and you can only get that if you're a Plus member, but I guess the Daily Podcast... You know, I'm wondering if... I mean, if this is a common format, does everybody do the 12-minute news show? Or are they taking that from the Newsworthy with Erica Mandy? Because that's a very successful show.
It is. No, they're not taking it from Erica Mandy. I believe Erica Mandy possibly took it from...
Oh, from other people?
Okay. Some of these shows.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Because, I mean, I believe the first news show that's this, a daily show that I have seen that has been going on forever is Mac OS Ken. And he is still doing it. And most of his shows since about 2005 have been all about Mac news, right? Anything Apple related that is somewhere between 7 to maybe on the long side, 15 minutes, but he's been doing it daily since then. So, and it's a really, really popular show. And of course, the NPR peeps and they figured news shows. I mean, think about that though. I mean, how long would it be for you to be doing news every day?
You have to study it every day. But I mean, some of us are doing that anyway, just because we want to know what's happening, right?
Right. I know. But I'm saying doing a show like this every day. Well, I mean, there are people who do this.
Yeah.
There are people who do this.
They have writers
every
though.
Day for long.
I don't know if Erica has writers, but I know that a lot of news shows have writers that help them keep up with stuff and just put stories in front of them for them to read. So that's good.
Our friends in the podcast guru space were all weirded out by the fact that they could not find the Apple Podcast, this Apple Podcast RSS feed. I'm sure you saw these conversations of them going like, oh my God, I can't find the RSS feed. Where is it? Who is it hosted by? Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord. And so we found out that said, I actually asked this question inside of our little Slack channel that we are a part of. And I was wondering what, because I keep seeing everybody's like, well, the RSS feed, the Apple news show RSS feed. So Dave Jackson said that they made some sort of podcast that was originally only going to be in Apple. Apparently people couldn't find the RSS feed. And they did find it, Marco did, Arment, and it will be in some apps, but not all. And he hasn't dug into it, but that's what he gleaned from listening to James at Pod News, because I think James at Pod News also covered the show. But then Sean Thorpe, who is part of our super squad, and he comes here once in a while saying hey to all of us, he said, quote, I think the reason we're talking about it is this is a show being produced by Apple that's truly promoted as an exclusive, and we're trying to understand what that means technically. So that's really essentially what it said. And then Daniel came in to clarify things a little bit more, and he said, this is how iTunes U content works in Apple Podcasts. So I'm not sure if you are aware or you've ever downloaded any information or
have you
from iTunes U. I did before it was iTunes U. It's actually one of the first podcasts I ever downloaded. So it is based in an RSS feed format, but you can't get iTunes U stuff outside of that. So I did not know.
Sweet.
I did not know. That's the news, people, in terms of what's going on with Apple Podcasts. That said, though, one of the reasons that I have our next bit of news here with Njeri Eaton on Twitter. So Njeri Eaton, I think, I'm not sure if I'm saying her name appropriately or correctly. So I'm sorry if I did not say it correctly. She used to be a senior manager of programming acquisitions at NPR, but now she is just the newest hire for the Apple Podcast team.
Yay.
So Njeri, before she was coming to NPR, she worked in public television. And then she was the previous job was as the content development manager for a documentary film funder. And anyway, so she started off with public television, then moved to public radio, and now she is doing, well, podcasting stuff. I don't know what her title is for Apple Podcasts. Anybody who wants to guess what her title might be.
No, that's because really it seems exciting. Like she good is, for her. It's awesome.
I know. So she is, I figure, and this is actually... there have been so many jobs that have been opening for Apple Podcasts. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that I've seen at least 10 separate positions all that are going to be going into the Apple Podcasts team in some way, shape, or form. Anywho.
Awesome.
Awesome. Sauce.
And sauce. Now, okay.
Moving on now into Spotify's Sound Up Diversity in Podcast is back, but this time, and I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show, this is the UK edition. So I'm letting y'all know that at least as of now, this is like the third year that Spotify's coming back with this. And it will send 20 Black women and non-binary people for a digital 4-week course that will feature workshops and focusing on storytelling and production. So anybody that's in the UK that is listening to She Podcast, there's going to be a link in the show notes for you to...
Now she is French.
And Ziz, I am French. That is not even a French accent whatsoever.
It was a little bit French.
Maybe, kind of. But applications are open until August 4th at 11:59 BST.
Boom.
Is that boom time?
Boom.
Boom standard time.
Okay. All right. What's next? The Google Podcast Creator Program, which seeks to amplify underrepresented voices in podcasting, is now accepting new applications. Yay! Selected creators will get feedback from PRX and industry experts on all aspects of their production, in addition to audio equipment, $12,000 in funding, and 12 weeks of virtual training on topics such as storytelling, sound design, and more. The deadline is August 2. So it's similar to the Spotify deadline, so don't get them confused. The link will be in our show notes, but if you feel like writing it down, it's https://2WMDD0B. You might want to just go to our friggin' notes.
That might
but
be
that's
helpful.
Pretty exciting. Good for you guys, Google Podcast Creator Program, and good for anyone who gets that. That's $12,000 is a really nice amount to get started. You can have yourself an editor and some staff if you want. Plus you get feedback on whether or not your idea is viable, which is always useful, especially from PRX. Before we go to the next newsworthy item, please check out, if you have not already, our sponsor Memberful. shepodcast.com/memberful, MEMBERFUL. You can use Memberful to build sustainable recurring revenue by selling access to a members only podcast. It works with your RSS feed. You don't need to change your workflow or your host or anything. It's super easy for your listeners to subscribe in any player they want. And it includes everything you need to run a great membership program, like custom branding, gift certificates, gift subscriptions, Apple Pay, free trials, and tons more. So please check it out. Here's the link again. Also, it will be in our show notes, but shepodcast.com/memberful, MEMBERFUL. The end.
All right. We got, look at this. We have Clara Harris says that Google Podcast Creator Program has a live Q&A this Thursday. Although all of you people who are listening, you missed it.
Dang.
So sorry.
Yeah, I guess
you.
We won't be putting that in the show notes because what's the point? But for those of you who are listening right now in the Super Squad, yeah, you can check that out.
Yeah, you can check it out. All right. So our friend though, Jessica, our friend Sky from Inside Podcasting had a feature on Leah Laporte.
Yes, she did.
On the future of podcasting. And this is what we're going to be linking in the show notes. And he, you know, he hasn't really been, most of the part time, Leo stays in his box, meaning he's got a job to do.
Where he belongs.
Well, he's been around for a long time. You know, I'm sure like running This Week in Tech is hard because he's running a network and he doesn't really have time to be writing Medium pieces.
That was very strange. So,
I mean, honestly,
the way you said all that, you also somehow broke up just enough for it to sound like you were cursing in bleep blorp. It was so weird. Anyway, it was very funny though.
Sorry.
That's okay. Moving on.
But he actually makes some really interesting points in there that some of our Super Squad people, like Andrea, had a really interesting comment. I posted this over on the Libsyn page, and Andrea Klunder, you know, wrote in there a little something that has to do with what's happening in podcasting as a whole. Mm-hmm. But let's see. Well, he actually says, quote, the idea that Gimlet is worth $230 million or that The Ringer is worth $170 million is mind-boggling.
Yes.
Mind-boggling.
It is both mind-blogging and boggling and all of those things.
And then he continues to say, and they aren't worth that much. I know because we have similar revenue, and so I know it's a ridiculous multiplier of revenue, end quote, which I agree with, because I don't even know why there's so much valuation to these things now. Maybe it's because of the future valuation.
Yeah, yes,
is that what
probably.
That is? It's like, maybe it's like in 10 years
or five,
it might,
yeah,
or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then, so yeah. And then he said, quote, it only makes sense if you understand Spotify's long-term strategy to move podcasting away from RSS feeds, which are hard to monetize, to something that exists only on the Spotify platform, which is easy to monetize. If every podcast had to be listened to on Spotify, then Spotify knows exactly who's listening and how much they've listened. They know the demographics. They have your credit card number. They know everything about you. And then they can go to an advertiser and say, like Facebook and Google do today. What would you like? we can slice it and dice it. Advertisers want that, and they desperately want yeah. that, end quote. And it's true. And I think that you, Jess, always bring that up. I know, hey, I know Andrea had something to say. She showed up. She heard. Did your ears perk up when we're talking about you, Andrea?
Hey, hey.
You are more on the advertising side, or you always bring the advertising perspective to this stuff, Jess.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think? Okay, so it, from an advertising perspective, this seems great.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know that I agree with him that it's not worth that. It's clearly worth that, or they wouldn't pay it. Like, why would they pay it if it wasn't worth that? That doesn't make sense to
me. Because there's so many companies that you just pay into stuff, but things never like work out. It's all hype, dude.
I know what Spotify is doing. I know they want to acquire networks for large amounts of money. I know they want to make deals that people can't say no to, but it's because they have a plan. And that plan is to get advertisers for these larger shows. And they think that they'll make a return on their investment. And if they make these shows like SiriusXM, where you can only, like Howard Stern is a perfect example, like you can only consume that now on a Sirius app, or if you have SiriusXM in your car, that's kind of what they're trying to do. Because then it pay, you get subscribers, or you get whatever you need to get. And that includes the advertisers too. So maybe they want to buy the networks so that they don't have to like sell via CPM anymore. They can just sell like larger packages with other things and
attached to it, which is what everybody else is trying to do.
Because CPM is like, it will make you lose money. I think he's talking about like, well, it's not worth that in what it's currently sold as, but that doesn't mean that it's not worth that in the big picture as to what they can get if they have this and this and this and this together. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, no, I understand if you have all those little pieces coming together, that's what it is. But at this point in time, it's those specific, like it's not Spotify that's worth that. It's the like Gimlet is content. Essentially, at least as far as I know, Gimlet is just making podcasts. They don't have anything else.
It's 230
and then the Ringer,
million.
The Ringer does have a little bit more going on.
Hold
for
on.
It. The Ringer has content and they have a website. They have a really strong web presence. So I could see that actually being bigger. And also the stars that are in it are bigger as well, right? Like they have the Ringer, I think, has more, at least sports people that are bigger named.
So Gimlet, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they make podcasts, but they're very, very popular podcasts. And if you can only get them on Spotify, that means that.
Are they though?
I don't know. You would have to tell me.
I don't think so. They're never on the top, whatever. I mean, if you go look at the top podcast, Reply All is basically the only one that's ever top. And then here's what happens with these podcasts. Since if they don't get the numbers that they're looking for, they just make them go away.
Right. Or turn them into something else.
You know, it's like, bye-bye, you show that you started. You know how long it takes to build a show. So there's Andrea.
But,
here's Andrea. What does Andrea have to say about
this? Leo is also forgetting that he bought the whole network, not just the shows, but the employees. You don't just buy a podcast and then Gimlet goes on about its merry way with a $230 million check. You bought every salary and all their health insurance and their building and their whole thing now belongs to Spotify. Not just the shows, the seven shows that may or may not be in the top 100.
Yeah, so they have the talent. You're correct. They can in
some way possibly
use that talent.
Yeah, I mean, you have to pay for that too. And at least, you know, I don't know, maybe they paid for it, you know, like guaranteeing jobs for 2, 3, 5 years. That would be worth more millions of dollars. I don't know.
But again, this is talking about building a business. Now, what Andrea is really focusing in on, this is Andrea Klunder over here from our She Podcast Super Squad, another amazing podcast consultant / coach and all kinds of other things. She says, these were my concerns, both as a listener and producer. Sorry, it's long. As a listener, quote, and you hate to admit it, but the content that you get is somewhat driven by the needs of the advertisers, not by the needs of the audience,
true.
End quote. Hold on. As a podcast producer, quote, eventually there will be 3 or 4 companies that own all podcasts and it will be dramatically change the kind of stuff you listen to. Small, independent, hobbyist podcasts do not exist in that world unless the hosts are.
Willing.
And I think it stopped. I'm not even sure. It was too long for even me to get the rest of it.
Oh my gosh, that was too many words.
But unfortunately, that could be the case though, Jess, because there could be a show, like let's say everybody wants to listen to She Podcast because we're so amazing. But alas, nobody wants to advertise on our show. And let's say we're on Spotify. So what's the solution?
I mean, I keep thinking of like television shows and how like every network has its own version of a cop show. They have its own version of a funny show. Yeah. They have their own versions of a game show. Like, that's not because advertisers love game shows. It's because people love game shows. And that's what you have to advertise on. True crime is true crime because people are nosy sons of bees. Nosy, nosy, nosy.
Right, possibly. Yeah, you're right. And actually, you know what? I'm going to use this bit of data, whether or not it's true or not. There could be a little bit of conjecture on my part.
Okay.
But in the Latino podcast listening report, true crime was almost zero on the list of things that people are listening to.
For
Spanish speaking podcasters or Latino pod, it's zero.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing is happening. You can
Makes sense to me.
Extrapolate that maybe it's because the Latino population doesn't like it. You could extrapolate. I would actually go for that. But knowing my people, it's probably because there are no true crime podcasts that are in Spanish focusing on the type of content that would appeal to my
people. Nor are they often like, about Latinas, right? Like, they're not all
or
often,
nor are they
they're not
because
often Latino
who,
stories. It's almost
no,
all
they're not.
Stupid-ass white people. You are,
exactly. So if somebody were to, you know, really focus, and I mean, I'm probably going to get in trouble on this. But alas, in a lot of our countries, there's all kinds of real horrible things that happen.
You're not going to get in trouble because I was going to say that too. They're already traumatized enough.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's like all of this horrific things happening from the police, from the government. And if you ever say anything wrong, you disappear, end quote.
Yes, that's what I was thinking
and
too.
You are
that
never
makes
heard
complete
from
sense
again.
To me. Why, you know, it's what that's Bye-bye. Also why true crime went down during the pandemic, because it's a little too close for comfort, the idea of dying any day now. So their shows plummeted
and it's
this
sort
year.
Of like,
and I mean, for good reason.
It went to a different place. Totally. Carrie.
But that's
Carrie.
Why I know he's full of shit.
Oops.
It has nothing to do with what, listen, people don't walk around going, I know what my advertiser might like. They listen to what they want to listen to. Advertisers comply. Right. That's it. It has nothing to do with, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, in Spotify's world, it makes sense in the sense that if one does well, then five will do even better. That they're doing. If they see that the newsworthy is going to do well, they will make 10 news shows, which kind of dilutes the point. It's stupid. I know. It's stupid. But this is why every network has a cop show. They're not all good.
See here, Carrie says the problem is when distribution channels become paywall driven, meaning they get a cut of every dollar you make in order to be on that channel. And I think that there's a part of us that is like giving some of that stuff up.
Yeah.
You know, like as of now we like the freedom, and then you know Andrea comes back saying that it's harder and harder for attention funding to get attention and funding as an indie. Do we keep growing? Are we going to stay static? Does it matter whether or not we can do this? I say yes because I feel we do still have power to be able to create our own things within our own ecosystem, doing the things that really reach our people outside of these other bubbles. Because I do feel that there comes a point, and I mean, it hasn't happened yet. It has not happened yet, but I feel that it is going to happen, particularly, you know, if Joe Rogan decides to say something stupid, like he says many different times, and there's upheaval coming from all different places. I mean, we are headed into like crazy election season where everything is going to escalate. He says something slightly out of line. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if there's a point where everybody, I mean, who knows? Everybody decides, you know, Spotify, get them out. Will they do it? What will they do? What will they do when he does something
stupid.
Horrible? Because he will do it. And it's a matter of like, what happens next? Is somebody going to go tell him, you know what, you should not say that anymore.
Right. You know, Andrea wants to know, basically, it's harder and harder to get attention. Funding as an indie. Do indies keep growing? Does it matter in our world at all? I mean, technically, no, it doesn't really matter in our world. It does, but it doesn't. I mean, if everyone's going, listen, I mean, there are some indies that want nothing else than to be on a network or to be bought by Spotify or to have huge amounts of advertising dollars. And then there are indies who just want to be well known in the subject that they're talking about. And so if you're one of those, it doesn't really matter in your world. Like to Elsie and I, it doesn't affect our ability to have funding or attention or anything, because we just plug along looking for podcasters. Like, we don't care what kind, we don't care, you know, like, we just want to be able to serve whoever wants to listen to our show. So if you do have a crew crime show, then, you know, and it's an indie show, I mean, chances are it will be well known as long as it's good. So no, I don't think it affects that either. Cause I know a lot of people that have indie shows that do very, very well cause they're good and they're not on a network that I know of.
Right. And you, and there's only some places where you can get it. And I think that there's something really appealing about that. That's what Carrie says. She says, my hope is that younger consumers aren't going to accept the traditional content models. And I think that that's right. I do believe in again, going back to the Latino podcast listener report, there was like the other thing where they discover podcast and they consume podcast that the like without a name, it was as big as YouTube was. Everything else was super small. So it was in the 30 percentage points. That means that people are younger, at least Latinos are listening in other places. And what the heck those are could be
anything.
I was thinking TikTok, WhatsApp, you know, those are places that our shows are not in right now. And
because
in
it's 1 minute
way
long
at all.
You can't listen in TikTok. It's like a minute long.
No, you can't, but you can advertise some of that stuff. Yeah. And you never know what people are going to be doing. So only if we're on TikTok. Oh my God, that's so
funny. I mean, yeah.
She laughs. Yeah. TikTok. Yeah. So who knows? But alas, that is it. You guys, the link will be in the show notes there, everybody, for you to listen to that on your own. And then I'm going to put another link in there as well about, Forbes had an article that said podcast revenue to be up in 2020. And it was based on this study that came out from the Internet Advertising Bureau, the IAB, where IAB, sorry, okay. That's right. IAB. I always get that.
That's okay. I said God. Crew Trime.
That's right. Crew Trime and
AIB.
AIB. We are going to call this show Crew Trime. I'm actually writing that
crew
down.
Trime.
Okay.
I like
so
it.
I already want to know. Crew Trime. All right. You go ahead and report on this because this is, has to do about money.
Okay. Podcast revenue to be up in 2020, according to Forbes. Podcasts have been another source of fun information and something to do during our extensive time at home due to the pandemic. Recent data from a national online survey I conducted in June, this is, I guess, the writer, reported that 20% of American adults were listening to podcasts at least once a week or more, including those who listen every day, 7%. The IAB and PricewaterhouseCoopers recently released their annual study, the Podcast Advertising Revenue Study for 2020. It predicts a podcast advertising revenue will increase by almost 15%. Nearing $1 billion in 2020. Now, interestingly, though, they had originally predicted 30%, but because of the pandemic, they pulled it down. So in many cases, advertising has been hit hard by the impacts of the pandemic and stay-at-home orders. Travel, hospitality, retail, the upheaval has been huge. And so the study are an example of where advertising has been the most robust. Digital advertising is being less negatively impacted because everyone is still on digital. In 2019, they estimated revenue would be $708 million, and 2018 was $479 million. So you can see that they expect it to like double. And this year, 15% is like not much. So nonetheless, podcasts have become an important platform for advertising, which, you know, way to catch up, people. The top content on podcasts was News 22, Comedy 17, Society Culture 13%. That used to be business, true crime, and I think health. And I think health is, should still be up there, actually. That, according to a Libsyn survey, health is up there too. But doesn't that make sense? News, comedy, society, and culture, because that's what we need right now. All those things.
Right.
The highest earning podcast was Joe Rogan with $30 million in advertising. After that, My Favorite Murder with 15, Dave Ramsey with 10. Dax Shepard with Armchair Expert at 9, and the Bill Simmons podcast was 7. And that's not their salary. It's just how much they are raking in advertising. Yeah, I mean, Hernan says that it'll grow faster than any other form of media this year, but that still does not mean it's going to tip the scales the way they thought it would. Still interesting, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, I guess if you put it with the other advertising like advertising in all of these other verticals, if you were to see the percentage rise of each one of them, maybe podcasting would have the largest growth versus like print or versus like online banner ads or something like that, or maybe TV ads that might be smaller. Is my only thought. But
and then finally, I don't know if you want to do the loop-de-loop for this. We could certainly just stick it in there later.
Weird and wild.
Weird and wild.
Weird and wild. Show of the week.
I went to put this in here and you had already put it in here. So I was super excited. Michelle Obama is launching her own podcast. Because,
but alas, though, is it really a podcast?
Is it not?
This is part of the discussion. It's because it's going to be Spotify.
It's still
only.
A podcast.
You cannot
it's not a television show.
It's a show.
All right.
It's a show. She has her own audio show. This is what Rob calls it. It's a spocast.
The hell's that?
It's on Spotify.
So it's a spocast.
It's a spocast.
Not a podcast.
It's a spocast. It's not a podcast. It's just
because you can't listen to it on what?
Anything other than Spotify.
That doesn't mean. So does that mean he calls all the podcasts on Audible's oddcasts? What
Those
about
are,
Wondery? Are they Wondercasts?
That's no, Wondery has them. You can subscribe to Wondery shows anywhere. Audible are Audible. Only. I forgot the name of them.
They have like a little catchy name.
Audible Originals.
Okay, still.
Audible Originals. Those are not podcasts. They're not. You can. Can't subscribe
so they're
to those.
Just
the RSS feed.
Okay. So they're not. So this
I'm
is not
saying,
a podcast.
No, this is a podcast. Our show is a podcast.
I meant
Michelle
Obama's
is not. Yes, Michelle Obama.
Can we
Mrs.
call
Obama.
It an O podcast?
An O podcast?
She's Obama. Obama cast?
We can call it an Obama cast.
It's a podcast. Yes. So let's not mince words. We're not changing the. Listen,
it's a show.
6 months ago or a year ago.
It's a joke.
6 months ago. Stop
it's a joke.
It. 6 months ago or a year ago, he was all up in arms about changing the name of podcast to something else because the other podcasters didn't want to call it that anymore. They wanted to call it something new. And everybody was pissing and moaning about the fact that like they were trying to change everything. But now that Spotify has podcasts, now it's a Spocast and we have to rename it all.
It's because we're making fun of it versus being serious
God.
About it.
Oh my God. It's a friggin' podcast. Don't even get me started.
It's a show.
I'm going to smite you. It's a show. It's an episodic show. It's a show. Fine.
Yeah,
it's a podcast.
You can't subscribe to it outside of whatever. All right. So, but congratulations
to Michelle.
Michelle Obama.
Join us in She Podcast, would you?
Join us in She Podcast, even if you have a spokecast.
Right.
But.
Stop it.
We love you and I will be subscribing and I can't wait to listen. And she did a wonderful thing. You know, when she launched, she had this beautiful little intro video that everybody loved. And I assume that you can go into Spotify and sign up. I don't even know. I have no idea. I haven't opened up to try and figure it out. I mean, I have Spotify. I'm just saying I haven't gone in there. Well, not for listening to podcasts. But we're not going to talk about that
right now. We're not going to talk about that right now.
Because we're out of time. Yeah. And alas, we have come to the end of the show. I think we've done a pretty decent job, y'all.
We can invite Michelle to the Super Squad.
We can invite Michelle
Will
to the Super
come,
Squad.
Though?
Mrs. Obama has a standing invitation
Indeed.
To be part of our She Podcast Super Squad. She gets all the things
yes.
she wants.
As does Amy Schumer.
Yes.
And anyone else on her show. As does Anna Faris, anyone on her show.
You just have like all the people that you want.
I mean,
on
just
in
any woman, I guess, right? So. Okay. Or non-binary. Yes. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening today. If you want any of the links that we talked about today, you can find them on shepodcast.com. Please take a minute and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at shepodcast. If you have any comments today about the show or anything we brought up, including hamburger towels, please send us an email at feedback@shepodcast.com. That is it for today. Love you.
Mean
Bye.
It.
Bye.